Oxycarbets.
Oh, hi, David. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment. And I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, really, I've gotten no business after the last 2 months, so yeah, I can't pay nobody if I don't make no money.
I see. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall, yeah, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 1st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's $149 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come December 1st, that reoccurs to $298, and it continues to do so until this settles. So let me see here. Couple of things that can be done to help you get better results if your phone isn't ringing is, number one, I'd like you to work on getting some 5-star reviews on your Google listing, because it's showing that you're on the first page, you're getting people looking at your page and clicking on it, but if they're not calling you, then chances are there's other companies up there that have a 5-star rating and then you don't, and that could be affecting which company they're calling. So I'll send you a review generator email. It'll help you with that. It'll say, thank you for using Oxy Carpet Cleaning, and if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when they click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there in order to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. That will help you tremendously. Secondly, once the payment's up to speed, I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on the account. And if there's any updates that would help you out, they could perform those behind the scenes to get you even better results.
Yeah, the one thing, I've really only talked to a couple people, and the first time I talked to somebody, they were the ones telling me it's month to month, only if I want to activate it again, if it's working. That's what they told me.
That's why we perform a voice verification recording that we have on file, and the terms and conditions that has your e-signature with the timestamp and the IP address. And what it says is, yes, you're on a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing date, which is the 1st. So that's the problem, is that you didn't call. It's not like it just automatically cancels if you don't like it. You would have to call us to cancel it.
Well, I really can't pay it, so, and I already canceled my cards, so I don't know. It just doesn't work. You guys promised me it would work, and it doesn't, so.
So that's between you and your business and your credit. I understand where you're coming from, you know, and I don't want you to be homeless.
It's really your business. It's not working.
I understand that that's what your point of view is, but if you understand that you signed an agreement that you know you're bound by, you know, that's the problem, is that if you called us, you know, 3 business days prior, we would have canceled it out. You wouldn't have any further payments.
You guys want me to read the fine print, but you're telling me the difference of the signing print. You're telling me lies. That's what they did.
I'll send you the signed terms again so that you can review it, because it's not a lie. I've been with the company for 13 years.
I mean, I got terms too. It has to work or you don't get paid, and that's that. Have a good day.
Yeah, I understand.